This is Dakota Datebook for May 28th. Turtle Mountain or Turtle Mountains? Tribal historian and linguist Pat Gorno noted that indigenous languages traditionally didn't use the plural. The turtle's back, head, heart, and tail were referenced by indigenous people as parts of one elevated landform. Travelers, explorers, and cartographers identified landmarks accordingly. The Souris Plains Heritage Association writes, "The hills cover an area of about 1,000 square miles, half in North Dakota, half in Manitoba. The geographic feature called Turtle Mountain has long been noted and referred to in the diaries and maps of early explorers as a major landmark and important landform." On this date in 1865, Captain Palliser's expedition map had just been published, showing the 1,000-square-mile turtle straddling the 49th parallel. Geologist John P. Bloomley described how the hills formed, noting, "They may rise only about 700 to 800 feet above the surrounding plains, but in that context, surrounded by a sea of grass, they truly do appear mountainous." In 1859, New York Evening Post correspondent Manton Marble visited the region. His account and illustrations were published in Harper's Magazine. He described crossing the prairie and spotting the long, clear blue line of the Turtle Mountain, crowned with its double peaks. The heart and back of the turtle include Boundary Butte on the border and Butte St. Paul in the U.S. In Indian Boyhood, Dr. Charles Alexander Eastman recalled, "Our party appeared on the northwestern side of Turtle Mountain. We had been hunting buffalo all summer in the region of the Mouse River. Our teepees rose in clusters along the outskirts of the heavy forest on the sloping side of the mountain." He described a vivid landscape: rolling yellow plains checkered with buffalo, elk in the stream beds, deer in abundance, and trout in the brooks. Beavers dammed the streams, moose and bears roamed the forested islands, and waterfowl, cranes, swans, and loons gathered in great numbers. "To me, as a boy, this wilderness was a paradise and land of plenty. We didn't have the luxuries of civilization, but we had every convenience, opportunity, and luxury of nature. We were encamped near Turtle Mountain's heart." The men often sent a lookout to the top. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lise Erdrich. I'm Meryl Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.